All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
God, that is such a bad movie. All right, 5 o'clock, draft day. Here's how we're going to do it. First of all, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. Thank God the draft is today, because I need to talk about players who have joined this team versus an endless hypothetical. But what I want to do is this. A, that's an amazing big hat. That's phenomenal. The big hats. Remember when we had a moment with those? The Brian Robinson big hat? Oh, my God. It's fantastic. I want to ask people two things. A, live or on TV? How are you watching this damn thing? But two, just shoot me straight. Who's the pick tonight? We're all going to get it wrong, but let's have some fun. Now, I don't put any stock in a mock drafts, and I don't even put stock in my own opinion, because figuring out what a team's going to do at 29 is entirely different than figuring out what they're going to do last year. Last year, we could have told you real easy they were in love with Witherspoon.
Right.
And I was praying to God they just didn't do it, or he got taken. He got taken. And don't tell me it didn't work out. It did.
No, it worked out, but come to find out, they kind of knew what they were talking about. He ended up being pretty good.
Amen. Yeah. The point I'm making is at 29, you just can't do the same exercise. So what I want people to do.
So can I take everybody in the RRI, or do I have to pick one?
I would prefer if you just picked one.
Okay.
Because it's just more enjoyable, and it's easier, and I want people to play along.
Gotcha.
So if you're on your way down here, or you already are down here, I want to know it. I want to know what got you to come down for this event. Pure chaos. If you're not, and you're just, I think it's a TV event.
No, it,
if I didn't work in this business, I'd be home in a heartbeat.
Mike, it is a TV event because, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to get down here and realize they can't walk inside the tent, that they can't have a seat inside the room, and they're going to have to sit and watch it from outside. So, yeah, it is made for TV, but this is the place to be. You are the center of the NFL universe right here, right now. So you want to go down there. You want to take the pictures. You want to do all the stuff
yep.
that you could say when the draft was here in 2024, so was I.
So who's the pick tonight? Now, I am going to center in on one player. I am. I will just stick with it. I guarantee I'll be wrong, but we'll have some fun with it.
Okay.
But 248-539-9797. Phone lines are wide open. I just want to know how you're watching it and who's the pick. And believe me, there ain't no one quoting anybody, because I don't think any of us are going to get it right.
No.
Brad Holmes, they will move up, they will move down, or they'll simply draft a player that we haven't talked about. That's how it works when you're this late in the first round.
You know what? I've learned my lesson. I'm not going after any Georgia players, because they only end up in Philadelphia.
Or jail.
But I feel like it's a banana in a tailpipe. I'm still going back to the defensive line from Florida State, taking Braden Fisk.
And unlike Georgia players, a clean driving record.
Yes. I think either they take him at 29.
Elite Raz.
Or in the move back, that's who they end up selecting.
Okay. For me.
Better yet.
Okay. Go ahead.
Better question, Mike.
What?
Along with what Mike said, 248-539-9797. Tomorrow at this time, are we talking about who the Lions selected, or are we anticipating again?
And again, Dan Campbell with the morning show, and Cookies has graced us with his presence. He will be joining us at 8 o'clock. They said it. If our guy's not there, we're moving down. Could be coach speak, but Dan Campbell and Brett Holmes kind of have a way of being very honest about things.
Cookies is here. You two have matching quarter zips.
We do not. Mine is far nicer. The point I'm making is I have kind of centered in on a player, and we talked about him earlier being a nightmare if he ends up in the division. It's a guy I like. It's a guy John Jansen likes. And all ball breaking aside and letting it play out or John going mute when U of M comes up as a topic, John knows football.
You know what else John knows?
Stop.
No, this was – did you know that John surfs? Found
what?
That out last night.
What, the internet?
No. Like, he's like a surfer. Like, he goes out on the water.
I have nothing. The player we both like. Now, again, there is one glaring weakness in this deal, and that is he has never played a snap of man cover. Mm. But isn't Cooper DeJean a Lion? High IQ, toughness, all football guy. He adds the return element to the game. And Dan Campbell's already said they've been grinding the rules and they're excited about what they can do on the new kickoff and punt rules and all that. And he's another one of these deployable warheads where he can go between, like Brian Branch, safety / corner. It's a tool for Aaron Glenn to use.
Not only that, it's also a tool that you can use with the new kickoff rules.
Right, so as
kickoff and punt return, yeah. I can see that.
I don't know.
He's one. I don't know if he's going to be there at 29.
I know.
So you would have to move up to get him.
Or do you? We always do this. The mock draft is what's got – and I'm not being disrespectful. The mock draft is what's guiding that take.
That's true.
It might not be reality. We see this every year. Last year, if they had taken Brian Branch at 12, nobody would have said a thing. They got him in the second round.
Yeah, if they would have took Brian Branch instead of Campbell, you would have been like, great.
Who would have said a word?
Nobody.
No one, right? So I know I'll be wrong. But I just – that is a guy that fits. The RAS score fits. They were at the Iowa Pro Day. He's flexible in the secondary, much like Amik Robinson, who can play inside or out. Can't play out exclusively, but they can move him around. You can move, certainly, Brian Branch around. They do have a little bit of a need at safety, right? I kind of just wonder, would that be the guy, the player? And it's something like Aaron Glenn has done such a good job with just such a lack of weapons.
Right.
So
we'll see that. And that I can see that. But the other, that's why I said Fisk, because if you look at it, other than Aiden, I think we all knew that was going to happen. The other draft picks.
Sewell's the only other one.
Yeah.
I was stomping my feet for Sewell all that offseason because I'm like, guys, I'm telling you, this dude is a freak.
Nobody saw J-Mo. Nobody saw Gibbs.
No.
Nobody saw Campbell. Nobody saw any of these picks.
I can't be involved in any of it. I didn't see any of that coming from a mile away.
So that's why I'm like, you know what? That's the one name that I haven't heard, but he fits all the Brad Holmes criteria. That's why I'm like, maybe. And just the fact that he's talked about it, that he hinted upon it, Dan Campbell hinted upon, well, you know, if it happens, it's just one more sleep, and we end up picking so late, you guys just go home, sleep,
all right,
and come
call
right
it.
Back.
Then call it. No player is your pick.
Nope. What? No player tonight? No.
You're calling it. No player.
No player tonight.
No player for you. I'll have a little fun with the people. I'm willing to be totally wrong, and I don't take it serious because, dude, it's pick 29.
Yeah. Cooper DeJean. And all of a sudden we'll find out they moved up to number 3.
To take Cooper DeJean. No, I just – that's where I'm at. David, where are you at? Give me something here. Now, you can go no player – you can craft a trade up. I'm just saying if they sit there at 29 or move slightly, it fits the RRI with the RAS score and the pro day. They were at DeJean's pro day, and he has the number one RAS score for any secondary player. Versatile, special teams, dynamo. The only problem is he didn't play any man cover because that's just not what Phil Parker does at Iowa.
No, the Detroit Lions are going inside offensive lineman here. They're going to go Zach Frazier.
West Virginia.
Yep.
I'd love it, by the way. You know I want an offensive lineman. I'm just trying to think of what they would do based on what we've talked about. I would love it. You could be replacing the entire interior of that line next year. I mean, Zeitler's a one-year deal. Glasgow's not a long-term guy, and Ragnow could retire. In fact, there's no way after what happened this season where he contemplated it, needed time. I think you need someone that can play the interior third. Moonlight at center, play guard. Like, you know, like when we were joking around, oh God, it seems like forever ago, 6 weeks ago, and I'm like, Cooper Beebe. Like, those are the types of players that I think are invaluable. Especially, you're a Super Bowl caliber team. The odds of having the same five starting linemen all year. Look what happened last year with Jonah Jackson. The five games he was out, you ran for 50 yards less a game. Well, if you draft that type of player, maybe that doesn't happen. David's pick is what I want. I'm just trying to go with what's real.
No, it's very smart, and it's not really a name you've heard. I can see that, David. I mean, I just think that the pick is going to be somebody we haven't even scratched the surface on or talked about last 4 weeks.
I will say this, though. I think my selection goes along with what you're saying, though, Rico. They could get him from a trade second down round. And do it next and tomorrow night.
It was just listening to Campbell when he was on the morning show and just that whole, well, you know, if it's just one more sleep, like, yep. I think they have one or two people. And if they're gone, kind of how was Witherspoon last, you know what, we're just going to pass. We'll move down. We got a bunch of other people that we
which
can take.
Which is why I believe what he said.
It worked. They moved down. They collected. And, yeah, you end up with Gibbs and LaPorta.
Yeah.
I think the Lions won that trade.
248-539-9797. We'll get with your phone calls. David on some ticket texts as we cruise along. And, yes, 8 o'clock, our live coverage of the draft starts. I know we got like an in-between deal and Tiger baseball. Yeah,
no Tigers.
No, we don't. They're off. They just swept the Rays. Lost the Rays last night.
So, yeah, you can come back and listen to us on
the radio. Who the hell's on after us?
I think Rieger.
Mark and Rieger.
Mark and Rieger have a two-hour show.
Oh, boy. All right. I've wrote down three players that are an absolute dream.
Hey, I'm telling you. All right. In South Carolina, we did it. And it was. It worked. Every time.
All right, we'll get to you guys next. 97.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's get to the people. Real simple. Where are you taking it in and who's the pick? And we're all going to get it wrong, so nobody needs to feel bad. You're at pick 29. You're not supposed to get it right. See, it's like a lottery ticket. Rico says no player. They're not picking tonight. The deflator strikes again.
Now, tomorrow we'll be talking about who are they going to take with pick 36.
And I've offered Cooper DeJean. Just feels like a built-in-a-lab Lion or Packer. Just a ratty, try-hard, pain-in-the-ass player that he could help this team. I mean, you give Aaron Glenn tools and weapons to deploy. He's a different kind of player. He doesn't play man. He'll only play zone. But you can moonlight him at safety. You can drop him down. He's a special teams. I mean, it matters with these new rules. I threw that out there. David has said, Zach Frazier. I'm sorry. I thought you said JPJ. My bad, David. What is this? All week, I mean, I feel like I'm in a vortex. Four more to go tonight. You ready?
Yeah.
We'll get you a little energy drink. Your spirits are getting low.
No. Hey, David, do you know what the beauty of it is?
Yeah.
I get to go sit in the bullpen tonight.
Oh, God. Okay.
I just wait for these guys to get tired, so I'll be in the back.
Tell you what's going to happen. The Giants are going to do something to anger me at 6. You're going to see me about 18 seconds later. Chad will lead off the 5 o'clock. Chad, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are you this evening? Finally here, draft night.
Yes, it is. Can we finally actually select a player, please?
Yes, God, thank you. I'm watching probably at a bar. Can't handle the people, so that's fine. I don't think they're going to trade out of a pick either direction. I think they'll stay, and I think they'll go Bama again. I think they're going Kool-Aid. He's a good, safe pick in a position that we really, really need to shore up. So.
The only problem I have, all right, and Chad, appreciate it. The problem I have with Kool-Aid, he wasn't the best corner on his own team. Arnold is.
Right.
Raz Score, Rico Research Institute, the Raz, he had to go to like page 4 to find him.
Page 3 to be exact.
It wouldn't fit the profile of how they draft, but I don't argue for a second that he'd be a day one guy you would put out there and start.
But see, I think that he may be one of those guys that the mock drafts keep telling you. He's a first rounder. And when he's there in the second round, it's going to be this big shock. And that's when you're like, well, you know, according to all my charts, this guy should have been gone.
Kuiper's like, best
right,
five.
Kuiper's now all upset and telling you why it's been a big mistake. It's like, yeah.
Todd. Yeah. Nicole, up next, 97.1. What's up, Nicole?
Hey, guys. So down here.
Hello.
To get
how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
So I'll be down here at Ford Field tonight watching with other ticket holders. Yeah. But I think we're going to move up, probably pick 15 or 16, and we're going to take Mitchell or Arnold.
See, Nicole, that's the kind of thing, just from a fan perspective, I would love it for all of you guys, for the city. It would be electric if they moved up, and you would be getting what – Brad Holmes probably considers the best corner in the draft and a top 10 player. And it would be this grand slam dream state.
Right. And, Nicole, what's it looking like? There's a lot of people in there, Ford Field?
So we haven't gone in yet. We're just about to go in. But the line was pretty long. But I'll tell you, if you haven't been down here yet and you want to get to the draft stage area, it is packed and the lines are long. So if you're not on your way already, good luck.
Yeah, it might be too late. Nicole, appreciate it. Have a blast. We can all talk about the things we want to do. It has nothing to do with not trusting Brad Holmes. We're just talking as fans. I would love to move up and let Brad Holmes select what he deems to be the difference maker guy. Because you are a Super Bowl team. And it's just, unfortunately, you get to this end point and you know it all too well. You either get it done or you don't, but time is not on your side.
Oh, no, even if you lose in overtime, season's a failure. Your fascination, Caleb Williams suit, his suit choice. He's got like the black Dr. Evil outfit on.
Yeah. No, it don't work for me.
Not working?
No.
Even he got the pocket square.
Yeah, well, I mean, he also has a giant zipper going up. I don't know what the heck I'm supposed to do with that.
He's very tiny next to Cam Newton.
Well, Cam was a transformer. Cam is every bit of 6'6", 250. That's not – but you want to know why Cam's career ended early? It wasn't the hats. It's the fact that
hits.
Exactly. Lamar is able to survive because nobody can get their hands on him.
No, it's why Barry had the long career.
Right.
I'm going out of bounds.
Cam was getting hit by 2, 3, 4 different people. Mm-hmm. It's just your body can't sustain it.
And then when he said in the Super Bowl, that's okay.
Didn't dive on the ball and quit. That was a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric, 97.1. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike.
How are you?
You said, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yeah. What's up?
Okay, great. You said that any other year, this would be a top 10 pick for the offensive line. I'm going to say they're going to double down and get at least two interior linemen in the top three rounds. Zach Zenner in the third, or if Cooper Beebe's available in the second, they'll go center, guard, guard.
Eric, I would love it. It's future-proofing, but I also think when people say, oh, well, if I draft those players, they're not going to start. Eric, you know it. You're not going to have all five O-linemen healthy all year. These are the guys that are going to sustain you. These are the guys right. that are going to step in and be able to help really the driving force of the team. I'd have no issue with Eric. I've wanted an offensive lineman all offseason in the draft, so I you get no complaints from me.
Yeah, it's a foundation play, right?
You just where are you watching foundation. This thing tonight? You down here or are you on the couch?
From the hot tub in the backyard.
Smart man. You know what?
Yep.
Own food, Eric's own got bathroom, it right. and you don't have to deal with the traffic trying to get out of here.
Eric's got
exactly.
it right. That my
you know,
man.
We'll hit the Tiger game tomorrow and pull in some of it tomorrow. So it all works.
Right.
That's
and,
it.
And if he has one too many, he can just walk inside the house.
That's right. Eric can tell his son, go get your mom. I need some help upstairs.
Right.
Take my
that?
Strong hand.
Go get your mom. I need some help. Whoa.
Well, that would probably be after the escort upstairs. I'm just trying to – I'm just saying Eric could get the take my strong hand assistance to go where he needs to go.
I'm going to hit the portal on this conversation.
Oh, you stop it. Please. You pulled up today listening to Bill Withers.
Hey, man. Lovely day.
Oh, he was in a mood today, man.
Yeah, oh, it was something, David.
Right, and I'm the bad guy. Mike looks at me. You know what? This is the most you song ever.
It is.
Like, it's a bad thing.
We're ready to do a damn near radiothon, and this cat's bumping Bill Withers as he picks me up. I'm like, you got to be kidding
saying
me.
It's going to be a lovely day. And then, you know what, David? Even Bill looked at Mike and was like, nope, never mind. Don't worry about it.
Oh, is that why the sound cut out?
Right.
David, give me a few of the ticket texts, and then we will get to the football today as we head for part one home stretch. And then it will be Rieger and Mark Ryan, and then the whole damn station rejoins at 8 to do live draft coverage. I'll be here. Rico, the Godfather, has been in the house since 10 a.m. I'm pretty sure Stoney has a tent out back. Doug is here. John is here. TJ's here.
TJ's here?
It's going to be exciting.
Okay.
I mean, he might be here, but he'll be blasted by the time he takes the air, so I don't know what we're getting out of him. So let's do the business. David, ticket text, what do you got for me?
Yeah, someone says, here's what we're doing at 29. We always draft number one from Alabama. So Terrion Arnold is what we're going to do.
If he's there at 29,
oh, God.
Consider yourself fortunate and blessed.
If he's there at 29, it probably means a bong mask video was released. I mean, come
that's
on
okay.
now.
Yeah, I think that text is really predicting a trade up there. I think that's really what he's doing.
Or you have my full support.
Or, David, maybe we just wait until about 7:30, put that photo, that AI-created photo out online. He slides down. There you go.
Rico's going to jail for a felony. Outstanding.
I'm doing it for the culture, man.
Oh, see, I enjoy Daniel in Highland because he understands what we need. He says, I'm not going to watch, guys. Instead, I'm excited to listen to you fellas on the radio.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not telling you what to do.
I mean, you could turn the volume down.
Right, I could tell you it'll be more entertaining because the TV coverage largely sucks and it involves Mel Kiper's hairspray. See, I can't.
The only problem is because it's not just strictly on Twitch, it won't be as entertaining. So
you're probably going to have to remind me of that at 8 so
Mike
I don't say
Mike
something.
Mike has to have a limiter or
unsavory.
Or it'll be me and Jazzy Cat on Monday or tomorrow. As you'll be getting a stern talking to from Jimmy. Mike? How many times do we say we don't say my friend over the air?
So to answer your question, someone's answering on the ticket text where they're watching it from. Someone says the Coliseum on 8 Mile. I'll be watching it from there.
Oh, God. All right. You know what? Let's leave that one alone.
You know, how about some prop bets?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, David, you're hot. Just want to let you know that. Jazzy Cat Nacone, in case you guys haven't listened to the show. All right, we talked a lot of draft stuff today, so if you missed anything, including the Godfather, Michael Stone, joining us, use that Odyssey Rewind. Next is going to be Rieger and Mark Ryan for 2 hours, and then stay with 97.1 because we're going to be doing the draft show live on the air. There's no Tigers, so you're going to hear all the hosts from throughout the day. We're all down here, so we're all going to be, you know, coming in and out, talking about picks as they happen live. So, Rieger, my God, that's the second time you almost tripped over the light. Jesus. Anyway. Make sure you're staying with the ticket throughout the evening. We'll be here all the way through the Lions pick, even if they don't make a pick, because I don't think they're going to make a pick. So we're going to be here all night long. So just a public service announcement. David, a couple of ticket texts, and then we'll pass this thing along.
Yeah, a few more names coming in on what they'll see at 29. Xavier Leggett, watching from home, though. You couldn't pay me to fight that crowd, he says.
We've been stuck in here all day. So, like, in a few minutes, Evan and I are going to go venture out into the streets to see what we can do and see what how it feels out there. At noon, the crowd was still kind of light, but it was people lined up to get inside the main draft. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah, the draft experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, me and Kenny been checking every hour. We've been trying to update, look at the map to see how long it would take us to get from here to there. And it increased maybe 10 minutes within this show.
No, no. Yeah, here's the thing. You can park anywhere before you get to the Fox Theater.
Yes, you can.
Now, just be careful and don't pay the – I think a buddy of mine like, is charging $100. Man, you crazy. Yeah, just park. You're going to walk. And I guess make sure you download that app if you're coming down here.
Yes, but
if
the you guys NFL still One Pass here, app, yes.
Yeah, if you guys still wanted to come down here, you still could. I mean, I tried to tell Rieger that he got down here like 3 hours early thinking it was going to be bumper to bumper. I'm like, man, it's smooth sailing. You get off at the casino right there at Grand River. David, like you're going to Cass.
Yeah, that's what I plan to do when I leave here at 6. So, yeah.
So, yeah, just park on their field.
What's up, Rico?
They're actually having an event tonight, so good for them.
Oh, okay, good for Cass. Okay.
So I actually think...
Where's Mark?
That Mark's coming up. He's okay. Making his way up. He needed a special invitation. Okay. But I actually went down to the stage probably a couple hours ago. Ton of space still there. No, I'm sure it's
can
filling up.
Can you get
up.
To the stage?
Absolutely.
How did you get to? Oh, you got a media credential.
No,
right?
You don't know. You can just anybody can walk up there. You don't even need the One Pass. They want you to download it, but you don't even need it.
Oh, so there's no line to get to the stage?
No, you just walk right to it. Now there is obviously a ton of people once you get to the stage, and you're probably going to be about I want to say a football field away. But when I was there a couple hours ago, there was a ton of room. Like here, I'll show you a picture. Not that you can see this on the radio, but there you go.
Oh, that's what you got.
Yeah.
I'm talking about getting inside the tent.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay $800 to $1,000 for that.
Why would I want to? Okay.
Now, yeah. I agree with you. I would agree. But if you just want to come down here, And by the way, parking is not a huge issue because I think a lot of people take shuttles. But if you just want to come down here, leave right now. You can still make it by the first pick, I think, to be right by the stage and hear Goodell announce Caleb Williams.
So, yeah, which is kind of anticlimactic.
Still, but it's cool.
Did you get it to record? Did you get your daily ticket
yeah.
thing to record?
Yeah, but by the way, if you listen to the daily ticket, I thank you. But tomorrow we have a special episode. I've gone around this draft party asking the ticket host and people here what the Lions do. So we'll see how good everybody is.
Except for me.
Well, I'm going to get you after the show.
Because I've now done it.
I had a bachelor party of 20 guys inviting him out to an adult strip club afterwards.
Hey, man, don't put me.
Listen, why are you doing
man?
That to me? Exactly. That's what I said to
I didn't
him.
Say he went.
Now, okay, you got angry at me because I said something on the daily ticket.
I didn't say he went.
That nobody listens to.
Oh. Oh, why would you say such a thing? I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. What a scene this is, guys. My first ever draft. I think Detroit is slaying it. I think they're doing an outstanding job. You talk to people that have been to multiple drafts. They're like, guys, Detroit, the job that D is doing, you're from here. Everyone here who's listening right now is from here. This is a day of immense pride for this community.
I'm excited to ask the people, what do the Lions do? So we just, you didn't ask what's coming up on the show, but let me tell you. We heard the report.
Rieger, what's coming up on the show?
Thank you,
I've been
Rico.
Working on the accent.
Thank
what's
you.
Coming up on the show, Rieger?
We have the Albert Breer report saying that the Lions might trade up. Do you buy that? We're going to talk about the two signings yesterday and what's going on with Jared Goff. And then Mark Ryan, an exclusive at 7:30. He takes all the quarterbacks in the draft, and he gives you as good as they can be and as bad as they can be. Like, for instance, Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, as good as you can be, as bad as you can be. I think the high end for Caleb Williams is Aaron Rodgers, the good and the bad. The low end is Jay Cutler, the good Ooh. And the bad. For Caleb Williams. For you two guys, though, having been here, what's it like to have the draft here? Like, what is this surreal to you the way it's surreal to me?
Mark, you know what? Honestly, we've been here, so I haven't really had a chance to experience it. As soon as this is over, Evan and I are going to venture outside to kind of taste the atmosphere. But, yeah, we've been stuck in this room for the last couple of days. So people walking past, it looks fun.
Man.
You're seeing people from all the different NFL
yes.
cities. It's almost like, you know, when you played that license plate game, when you were driving as a kid on those long road trips, you kind of want to see who can get that one fan base. Like, ah, there's a Seahawk fan.
I stepped out on the balcony, Rico, and I heard booing. And whenever I hear booing, I assume it's me. What did I do? And lo and behold, it was a Packer fan walking by.
Yeah.
My man, you are in the wrong part of town. You are in the wrong part of town to be walking around with dairy on your dome.
Well, you also don't want to be a Niner fan. No offense, Rico, because I saw a couple San Francisco fans walking down the street to the stage, right. And these Lions fans started shouting unsavory things at them.
Like
they're,
what?
They're not over it.
We lost the lead in the second half?
Yeah, well, they're just not over it, I don't think.
That's your problem. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Go enjoy yourself.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you back here at 8 o'clock.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.